The first time the U.S. government noticed that charged particles were being used against diplomats occurred when we first detected it in 1963 at the American Embassy in Moscow, when counter-technical teams determined that microwaves between the 2.5 and 4.0 gigahertz were being directed specifically against the Chancery Building, the Embassy in Moscow. And even then, it was not determined for a long period of time what it was meant to be. However, the medical staff at the State Department was notified. Studies were done to determine whether or not these microwaves represented a health risk to the embassy employees. It appeared it did not. There were follow-ups of embassy employees and their family members for years afterwards. And it did not appear that the 1963 to 1975 microwave attacks against the diplomatic building in Moscow was directed against employees to hurt them. It was specifically done in an attempt to intercept communications and conversations.
I'm assuming you've heard some of the details about some of the things that have been happening recently, or you've perhaps read about it. Do you see any similarities in
the more recent, what we'd call attacks against our diplomats in Havana in China? It seems as though these new charged particle emissions are being used not to intercept conversations, but to harm and damage U.S. personnel.
Based on the limited knowledge that we have about what's been going on here in Washington, there's been new information recently about two U.S. officials that have been impacted. Do you see any similarities between these cases and what you've talked about before?
If these two individuals suffered, it would simply mean that this device, if that's what it is, has been miniaturized down to the point where it is directed against them, probably by something carried in a car, a van, or a briefcase. And that is very frightening.
That's really interesting you mentioned that, because I had a conversation with a source who mentioned that this kind of technology is out there. The directed energy technology has existed for a while, but you hit the nail seemingly on the head saying somebody's figured out how to miniaturize this. Am I right in your thinking? Was there some connection in the miniaturization when you made that comment that relates to where this all came from, where the technology started?
Only in that these people suggested that they were hit while they were moving, which means that the device has to be portable because they had to be followed. I don't know if they felt they took the same route every day, so a big truck was parked there for that 1 minute when they walked in front of it as they normally walk. But otherwise, then that would mean that these devices have been miniaturized.
Here in Washington, do you think there is a chance this is linked back again to Russia? Are there others that have this kind of capability to do things like this?
It's my belief that the primary culprit would be Moscow, the SVR. There's no question in my mind.
Robert Booth is the former Deputy Director of Counterintelligence at the State Department. There's more of this conversation to come in the near future. J.J. Green, WTOP News.